And welcome back into GameDaySportsRadio.com and Inside the Numbers, where we preview all of the top college and NFL games this weekend. As always, Inside the Numbers is brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto, Home, Life, Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. And as always, it wouldn't be Inside the Numbers unless we brought in our resident expert, Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Mike, how are you doing today, this beautiful Friday morning?
Good morning, Coach. Doing well. How many games do we have to go over today?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm not real sure, but there's some good ones on here.
We'll get as many in as we can, right?
Yeah, we'll get as many in as we can within the time allotted. And so without further ado, let's just get right into them. The premier game at noon. I am looking so forward to watching this football game. Number 6 Michigan at number 24 Michigan State. It's on Fox, and again, kicking off at noon. The Wolverines, they're 6-1, only loss to Notre Dame at in South Bend. I was going to say at home, but it was actually in South Bend. And Sparty, they're 4-2, both coming off wins against ranked teams last week. Michigan smashed Wisconsin 38-13 in the Big House. State, they went on the road to Happy Valley and scored with 9 seconds left to beat Penn State 21-17.
Yeah, that was a great win, and that win was a big surprise for many, especially since Penn State was favored by 2 touchdowns. But you pointed out last week that that was a letdown spot for Penn State because Sparty was coming off that embarrassing home loss to Northwestern. Kind of got overlooked there. But we're going to find out if Michigan is a true top contender in this game. We've seen them in this spot in recent years. They've faltered the last half of the season, including having major issues with their in-state rival, Michigan State.
Michigan, they lead this overall series, or lead the series overall, 69-36-5. But Michigan State, they've owned Big Brother 8 of the last 10 years. Jim Harbaugh, he's only 1-2 against the Spartans. Mark D'Antonio in his 12th season at Michigan State. You know, we always talk about fits, coaches having fits at different institutions. Mark D'Antonio, he just seems like a good fit at Michigan State. But let me say this. He's a good fit at Michigan State, but Jim Harbaugh is a good fit at Michigan, too, and he bases this program off the physicality of his defense, and Dan Brown is a great defensive coordinator, and he's got those guys playing hard.
He really does, and I'll say it again, Michigan looks to be the best defense in college football. Certainly, you can't argue they're not one of the top three. In this game, the Wolverines are a touchdown favorite in East Lansing. They were a 2-touchdown favorite last year and lost the game. State's had their number in the series. You pointed it out. They've beaten Michigan 8 of the last 10 years. And not only have they won 8 of the last 10 years straight up, they've covered the point spread 10 of the last 11 in this series.
Mike, let's move on to the SEC. Auburn visiting Ole Miss not long ago. Auburn was in the top 10. They were considered a bona fide playoff contender, going to challenge Alabama and LSU for the SEC West. Now they're 4-3, and with a perceived best-case scenario of 6-6 and a trip to Birmingham or Shreveport, Ole Miss, they are 5-2. Every week for them is a bowl game because of their probation, and they can't go to a actual bowl game. Matt Luke's got those guys playing well. They're 2 losses to Alabama and LSU. No shame there, even if you aren't on probation and shorthanded, and the Rebels actually led Alabama 7-0, for about 90 seconds or so.
Right, and I think that might be the only time Alabama trailed. And 5-2, it's a great start for Ole Miss, considering everything you just mentioned with all their challenges. I like Matt Luke and his staff. I like what they're doing. Auburn, who knows what's going on with that program? I can't put a finger on it. Vegas can't figure them out. Coach, last week Auburn opened as a 20.5-point favorite over Tennessee, and by game time they were down to 14. Of course, they lost, so the adjustment was correct, but to open the line at 20.5 and drop that much, I don't have direct information, but when I see a drop like this for a top-tier program in the past years, dissension in the ranks is usually one of the main issues.
I'm not even going down that route. Let's just I'll just say this: the Gus.
I was trying to bait you into giving me some information.
I'm not getting hooked in the jaw on that one there, Mike. Nice try though. I got to give it to you. But I will say this: I'll say it like this: the Gus bus is sputtering. Fans aren't happy. Even the local press in Auburn, Opelika area, they're not happy. A lot of negative articles written this past week. And you're looking at a $32.1 million buyout, and that's not the half of it. Now, Mike, you look at this. You know, it was a bad contract all the way around. But it's not just a $32.1 million buyout, because every one of those assistant coaches, they have to be paid their contracts out. And even if they go get other jobs, the difference is going to be offset by Auburn. And some of these coaches, three or four of them, are on multi-year deals. They are in the top five assistant coaching staff pools. They're over $5 million. So when you look at the $32.1 million, you look at the five that they're going to have to pay assistants, and that's going to be a minimum of five, because, as I said, some of those guys have multi-year deals. Depending upon if they just want to sit on their butt and not work, you know, that number could get on up to close to $10,000. But let's just say five, and you're looking at $37 million right there, and then you've got to bring in a new staff. Well, you can't go cheap. You've already stepped up to the plate and said you're a major player with a seven-year, $49 million contract for your head coach. So you can't go cheap, and you got to pay moving expenses, plus you got to worry about buyouts of whoever you go after and assistant coaches that come in, because most good assistant coaches today, or I say most, all good assistant coaches have buyouts. You know, even the bad ones have, some of the bad ones have buyouts. But when you look at all of this, it's not really a $32.1 million buyout. It's going to be closer to about a $50 million buyout. Now, hey, Matt Luke, you can't give him enough credit. He has indeed been the glue that has held this program together over at Ole Miss since the huge Hugh Freeze fiasco.
Yeah, like I said, I like him. I like his staff. And from a fan standpoint, Luke is getting the job done, and Gus is not, because Auburn should be better than 4-3. In this game, Auburn's a 3.5-4-point favorite in Oxford. Auburn's still getting respect from Vegas. The last 11 times Auburn's been to Ole Miss, they've had success. They covered 8 of those times. Auburn's defense is solid. The defensive line is one of the best. But last week, for the first time, I started to see that defense wear down. Even the best defense is eventually going to wear out when they know their offense can't score. Until I see some life in that Auburn offense, I'm going to have to continue to pass on playing Auburn when they're a favorite.
Yeah, I saw that defense start faltering over in Starkville when they had to play about 20 more snaps than Mississippi State did. Mississippi State held the ball for 40 minutes, over 40 minutes of the game. Yeah, defense can only take so much. Number one, Alabama goes up to Knoxville, to Tennessee. Of course, it's the third Saturday in October. You got that little chill in the air. Leaves are changing colors and they're falling on the ground. And of course, that means it's time for Alabama-Tennessee football. The Tide, they're coming off really a mundane victory over Missouri. The Vols are also coming off a win. That thing down at Auburn. So far, the biggest win of Jeremy Pruitt's first year, because it was over a ranked Auburn team, albeit they were number 21 at that time, but still a ranked Auburn team. That's big news for Tennessee. But now he has to turn around and face his old boss, Nick Saban.
Yeah, he's at home, but he's a huge underdog. Alabama's favored by 29. And at last count, and you can correct me on this if this is not right, but I believe Saban is 13-0 against protégés. Is that right?
I think you're correct. Hey, I don't know how many the first number is, but I know the last number is zero. How about that?
Right. Yeah, and he's going to make it 14-0 this week because, again, as a 29-point favorite, Alabama's too much. And Tennessee hasn't beaten Alabama since 2006.
Tennessee has got a habit of beating Alabama in Knoxville when they're not supposed to. Let's go back to 1982. Johnny Majors and the Vols had a losing record until the third Saturday in October, and Coach Bear Bryant brought the number one Crimson Tide in, and they upset them. This Saturday, Neyland Stadium at Shields-Watkins Field is going to be rocking. That win at Auburn, they're playing with a lot of confidence. It was only the second road win over a ranked team since October the 7th, 2006. Now, and the only other conference road win over a ranked team they had since then was that miracle they had in Athens a couple of years ago under Butch Jones. Now, again, everything points toward Tennessee right here. Mike Bama, they've won 12 the last 13 in the series. If you said 11 straight, there's a big question of how good is Tua's knee doing. Is he going to be able to play? But you know what? Man, it's Alabama here. We both know it.
Yeah, yeah. And Tua's been upgraded to probable to start. The report I saw said he was willing and able to go back into the game last week, but they held him out. Now, in the series, Alabama's dominated the Vols. We pointed that out straight up and ATS against the point spread. They've won 11 straight. They've also got a good point spread record. 10 wins, 3 losses, 1 tie. The last 14 meetings against the spread. And, Coach, plenty of bulletin board material out there to motivate Vol players, not from the Alabama team because Nick Saban will have none of that. But some of the popular postings on social media include things like no Vol fan has ever tweeted about a win over Alabama, never posted on Facebook after a win over Alabama, et cetera, because they haven't beaten Alabama since 06. That might provide some extra motivation, but it's just not going to be enough to stop the 11-game skid.
No, tweets and Facebook posts, they don't mean a lot on Saturday afternoon when you buckle that chin strap and go after it. One thing I will give Jeremy Pruitt, he has got these Tennessee players. You've seen it develop over the course of the year. They're beginning to have a lot of fight in them, a lot of grit in them. They're coming out, and they'll play hard. Don't get me wrong. They'll play hard, but they're just not enough right now. Not enough talent there to beat Alabama right now, and that's going to take some time. As we've talked earlier, that's a rebuilding process that – to get it where Jeremy Pruitt wants it, it may be a 3 to 4 year process. But he's working hard. They are making progress. So I do like that. And not to be piling on here or anything, but the last time that Tennessee beat Alabama, I was considered a young man. Now I'm a member of AARP and getting senior discounts. So what does that tell you? I'm telling you. All right, Mike, stay where you are. We're going to take a quick break right here on Inside the Numbers. We'll be right back.